The MCCSC update this week comes from Broadview, and our great friend over there is the Director of Adult Learning, Lily Albright. Lily, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing great.
Summertime's over.
Excited to be here.
Summer's over.
Oh,
that's it. That's it. Back to school. Now it's almost been a week.
I did not miss the memo. Yeah, we are going. No, I've probably said this to you before because I love the first day of school. It's like my favorite day, but for a lot of reasons. But one is there's just only so much planning you can do. At one point, you're like, bring them on.
Yeah, pull the trigger. Let's go.
Yeah.
Cut the ribbon.
Yeah.
Open the door. Sound the alarm. Ring the dinner bell. Let's get it going. And, well, that's what makes it fun. But you have to prepare. And I would assume that's what you and your staff have been doing for the last few weeks. Tell me, what were the big preparations leading into the 2023-2024 school year over at Broadview?
Well, it's a little different over here, a lot different. But it's a little different because we are recruiting students over here, kind of, just trying to make sure people know what we're all about. You don't attend Broadview because you live in a certain neighborhood or you're in a certain attendance area. You attend here because you need a service. And so it's just making sure people know what we offer and then rounding them up and making sure we get them placed in the correct classes so that they can have success. So we've had a lot of in and out of students as we do some pretests and make sure they're placed properly. And so we've just been gearing up. And,
I like it.
Yeah, good stuff.
Year two for Lily Albright over at the Adult Education. Now, what is this officially called? It's MCCSC Adult Education. I think I have that right, correct?
Yeah, you've got it right, yeah.
And we know it's at the Broadview Learning Center. So
it's a little confusing.
Well, I'm just going to open the entire umbrella and cover everything. I think that will be the easiest way to do that. So when people, when you make your recruiting pitch, who are you pitching it to? What age groups are we looking at? Is that important?
It is. You're eligible for adult education, and you can't see this because we're on the radio, but I was doing air quotes. Adult.
Oh, no,
education.
I heard him. I heard him, though.
You heard him. It is. You are eligible for adult education if you are 16 or older and not currently enrolled in high school. So anyone who's older than 16 and not enrolled in high school is eligible. Now, whether or not our services match your need, that's debatable, but we do have a lot of really, really good services that match the needs of lots of our community members. And I'd say we do four main things. So when I'm trying to get people involved in adult education, I would say one thing we do that I think is recognizable to a lot of people in our community is help people attain their high school equivalency diploma. So some people would say, oh, that's the GED. Well, GED is a version of that, but yeah, it's just another path to a diploma.
Well, I'm going to stop you right there because I'm confused already, and I don't want someone listening to be confused. What do you mean there's different levels? Isn't a high school diploma equivalency just a high school diploma equivalency?
It is.
No, it's not.
No,
but it is,
right,
but it isn't.
Right. There are different. GED is a it's a type of high school equivalency test.
Okay.
So there are other kinds of tests that would get you the same outcome of a high school equivalency diploma. So it's not necessarily every high school equivalency diploma is not a GED.
Gotcha.
We're getting the weeds here a little bit.
No, that's okay because I don't want people to do in your recruiting effort is hear this and say, well, that's not what I need or that's not what I don't want to get the streams confused. You saw it happen in Ghostbusters when that happened. Nothing good. Nothing good.
No,
so this is
important thing to know is here at Broadview in an MCCSC adult education, you can get your high school diploma. And so when you're going to get a job and you need to check that box, do you have a high school diploma or not? What you get under our roof, you can check the answer, yes, you have a high school diploma. So we help people get their high school diploma, and there are a few different ways we can do that. But if you're without one and you need one, we do it for free here. So, and I'm also speaking to those community members or community groups, members of those groups who might be listening, to also refer people if you have neighbors or friends that you think could be eligible. We know there's a great need, and we reach many of those people, but we know that we could have a broader reach. So we need our community to help with that. So a lot of what I do is outreach to try to help people. Because I know, because I'm new to adult education, I didn't know all of the wonder. I mean, it's really amazing what happens here at Broadview. Last year we had almost 700 people come through the door who we helped. Another thing we do is teach English classes. We had people from 60 different countries come to learn English here at Broadview. And we teach certification classes. We had 88 people earn certifications last year. And so, I mean, it's really amazing what happens here.
Let me ask you a silly question, because you told me 16 and over and not enrolled. Where do you go fishing? Where do you recruit? Who do you tune into? Do you go to employers? I'm here to listen.
All of the above.
Right.
All of the above. Yeah. So a lot of work on social media, you know, and through community groups. I'm a member of a lot of different community groups where I will provide our information so that they can kind of funnel that down through their clients. Where we've got flyers all over the place, library and other local places where people can pick up information. But you're right, also through employers. And if I had to put these in a list of things we do, we do four main things: high school diplomas, English certifications, and the fourth is working with employers. And that might be trying to help them build up that pipeline of potential employer and potential candidates for their positions, or it could be training their current employees. So it kind of depends. Some employers will say, we need people with high school diplomas who can fill these roles because a high school diploma is necessary for some entry-level job, and we just don't have enough candidates. Well, then we might be able to help our high school graduates then move into those positions. But employers might also say, our current employees need certifications. Can you partner with us? And we do that as well. Or we work with businesses where they say our employees need to improve their English skills, and we work with them. So there are a lot of entry points. Yeah.
It doesn't sound like any of that would lead to would be a reduction in pay. It sounds like everything would be a springboard forward.
That's right. It is. And it's been a neat, if I can just reflect on my own journey, for me, moving into adult education from the elementary education world, where I never questioned my impact. I always knew, and I feel like that's a privilege for educators to know that great impact of our work. But you had to kind of send them off in seventh grade and hope for the best. You know, you never really got to see how that came about for them as an adult, or rarely did. And here, it's instant. They walk out the door, and they have an opportunity to improve their life the next day, and that's really cool. And the people who are here are just so motivated and goal-oriented. And, I mean, they just have their eye on the prize. No one's telling them they have to be here. It's by their choice. And it's just a great privilege, really, to work here and do this work. It's awesome.
Lily Albright, Adult Education, Broadview Learning Center, the MCCSC. Once you find some passion in your career, you're going to go places, kid. And you're going to... Well, that's great. Right, and I think that's what translates, no pun intended, but pun sort of is intended, because if you have that in the building where it's not, hurry up, get this done, get out of here next. No, you're changing people's lives. You're changing people's opportunities.
Yeah.
And it sounds absolutely amazing. Now, when we talk about English and helping folks out either as a second language or improving those skills, how often, I know you don't, this isn't traditional schooling, so you don't start on August 2nd and say, oh, well, there's the first semester. We'll see you guys after Christmas break for semester two. With all of the things you've talked about, you got to have some flexibility there. So people who are listening, if you didn't show up on August 2nd, you're still okay.
Absolutely. Yeah, so you can contact us. If you want to start right away, we can make that happen. But we do try to have some natural enrollment cycles, so we try to do that every 6 weeks. So our next official enrollment cycle, I think our next session starts on like the 16th of September or something. I should know that. But
close enough, right.
Yeah, something like that, sometime in September. But you can find all of this on our website. But again, if you want to get started tomorrow, especially right here in the beginning, we know that there are a lot of international families who are still in transition as they move to Bloomington for possibly something related to the university. And so we know there will be a lot of flux here, especially in the first session. So,
how much does this all cost?
Most of it is completely free. Some of our certifications have a little bit of a cost, but
we always
try to
find... That's the state, isn't it?
Yeah, we always... Well, it depends. We try to find some scholarships, and we're usually able to do that.
Okay, good.
But the English classes and high school equivalency classes are completely free, and the certifications are almost always free. But I don't want to say that without that.
There will be always, yeah. there's always
occasionally
the exception.
There's someone who we just can't find anything that they're qualified for as far as scholarships.
But you're going to try.
Yeah, and we can almost always figure it out. So, yeah, free trainings. And we're in end of August, we're going to do an HVAC training and a certified clinical medical assistant training. And those are both include hands-on experience. And the HVAC training, you walk away with tools specific to HVAC where you could really go out and start your own business even. So, I mean, and we do these between all these certifications are 2 to 4 times a year or so. So just watch our website. They're great opportunities. And we're trying to move into some digital fabrication things. Well, last year we did a introduction to 3D printing class.
Very cool.
And yeah, so we're trying to think not just about, you know, the now, but the later too. And although all that is the present. But yeah.
Now, we talk about people that, this is Lily Albright, my great friend, Adult Education, the MCCSC, and we talk about people already in the workforce. Well, the normal school day, well, I got to work during normal school day. How does that balance out?
Yeah, we have classes at morning, noon, and night, as they would say. Yeah, and even some classes on Saturdays. So we try to be flexible. Of course, we can't offer something to meet every single need, but we do recognize that people need a non-traditional schedule. So, and also some flexibility in not needing to attend 5 days a week in some cases, you know, shorter classes more frequently in other cases. So, and some virtual options, particularly for English language learning, we have offered some virtual and hybrid options. So, yeah, a lot of things that can help work around a busy adult schedule.
Yeah, and adults who are listening, Adult Education, MCCSC, adult.mccsc.edu. It's a great place for all of your references and questions and contacts. Do you have guidance counselors, career counselors that can also help getting people moving forward as well?
We do. And we also have a lot of close relationships with community. You know,
well, yeah,
we have a lot of community partners too.
And so if you think you're lost, you're not. There's somebody there that's going to have a roadmap to help
that's
you
right.
to get through all this. So
that's right.
Very, very, very exciting. Okay, transportation. I know not everybody, just because they're 16 or 17, has a driver's license or has ways to get around. Is that one thing you do need to provide on your own?
You do. I'm glad you asked. Yeah, you do. And we are on the bus line. It's a little tricky on the bus line, but we are on the bus line, so you can take Bloomington Transit to get here. And we have had an arrangement with Rural Transit as well if you live out of the city and you want to get some transportation here. But, yep, we don't have transportation. That's an idea, though. Wouldn't it be cool to have a little activity bus? I think
that would be.
The grant. Yeah, I think that'd be really cool. If anyone in the community wants to work on that grant with me, I think that'd be a great.
Well, there's a few grant writers around here. You know that, don't you, Lily?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I do.
And also, people that listen to this program run businesses and have businesses as well. How do they get in touch with you to say, "Wow, that's exactly what I need"? How do I do this?
Yeah, email, website. I'm also we have a LinkedIn account, so and specifically for that, we're not just targeting families and students. We have a lot of business relationships, so check us out on LinkedIn. Just look up MCCSC Adult Education, and you'll find us there. And yeah, but just reach out to me, and I can get you in the right place.
Or reach out to me, and I'll get you to Lily.
That's right.
We'll connect everybody to do this. What a great resource. What a great part of the MCCSC that not everybody, I think, remembers or realizes that is there. and spread the word. It might not be for you. It might be for a relative, a friend, a neighbor. And all we're trying to do is get people, get life a little bit better, get your career a little bit better. Right. That's it. If you need anything else this semester or whenever, call me back. The line's always open. I think this is a tremendous program here.
It is.
Well, school's not for everybody. It's just not. And some people figure it out a little bit later than others.
That's right.
Or people figure out, oh, geez, I really like this job, but I can't go anywhere because, well, we can fix that.
That's right.
So you guys in Ivy Tech, two of my big fans. I'm two of your biggest fans helping out.
Thank you.
Helping out everybody because I wasn't very good at school either. You got to find something. We got to find something you're good at.
That's
it keeps
right.
your attention. And if we can make and the people that you serve really stick in, like Ivy Tech, stay here in our community and help fill employers who are looking for employees.
That's right. Huge impact on our community. Yep. These are our neighbors, our friends, our family members. So it's really powerful. Yeah. And we are, and speaking of that, we are going to have an open house. And
oh,
this
good.
Is more than just your typical back to school open house. We want to open this up to the community. Anyone who's curious about what we do, you are welcome. We're also calling it a homecoming because we want to invite those who have participated in the past to come back and
those
see
are your
us.
Best recruiters right there.
Yeah. And then former teachers and leaders to come back too. So if Broadview is a special place for you, come over and see us at our open house, which will be on the 16th. That's right around the corner.
That would be 1 week from tomorrow, August
16th. That's right.
What, do you know what time off the top of your head? I'm sorry.
Yeah, 5:30.
Okay,
no,
great.
Of course. Yeah, 5:30 next Wednesday. So come on over and see us. Yeah. If you've ever wondered about it or if you know all about it, either way, all are welcome.
Time to grab the feather duster and get the doors ready to open. Hey, thank you so much for your time. What a great story. I appreciate you telling it with me today. And again, if you
always
need anything
fun.
Else, you know what? You might want to call me next Wednesday. You just might want to pop in and remind me or send me an email so I'll remind everybody that you're open. Oh, I don't want it's a great opportunity. I don't want it to get lost in the shuffle of back to school, this, and then, you know, this. Hey, there's football on this weekend. And all the other things that are going on.
Yeah.
Great job, Lily. I'll
I
see
will.
You soon, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Have a good one.
That's my buddy, Lily Albright. She is the Director of Adult Education for the MCCSE. You can find her and her group online at adult.mccse.edu.